A federal judge in San Francisco has ruled that the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act is unconstitutional. President Bush signed that act into law last year, but the judge calls the law an infringement on a woman's right to choose abortion. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on a case that's expected to end up in the Supreme Court.
The ruling comes as a result of one of three lawsuits filed to challenge the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. Partial birth abortion is a term used by opponents for what doctors call intact dilation and extraction. During that procedure, a living fetus is partially removed from the womb and its head is either crushed or punctured. Doctors who violate the ban could have received a 2-year prison sentence. After the law was signed in November, supporters of abortion rights went to federal courts in San Francisco, New York, and Nebraska seeking to overturn the act. During the trial in San Francisco, several medical experts called the procedure one of the safest methods for ending second trimester pregnancies. Lawyers for the Justice Department defended the ban, saying the procedure is inhumane and causes the fetus pain. In her 117-page decision, Judge Phyllis Hamilton came down sharply on the side of abortion rights supporters. She ruled that the law is so broad as to potentially limit all second trimester abortions. It is unconstitutionally vague, says Hamilton, because it doesn't specify exactly under what circumstances the procedure would be considered criminal or might be allowed. Nor does the law provide safeguards for the health of a woman, says Judge Hamilton. Eve Gartner, the attorney who argued the case on behalf of Planned Parenthood, praised the ruling.
We're thrilled and very gratified that Judge Hamilton recognized the burden that this law would have imposed on women and on their physicians by preventing physicians from performing some of the safest available abortion methods.
For now, Judge Hamilton's ruling affects only doctors working for Planned Parenthood and doctors to whom the group makes referrals. They account for about half of all abortions performed each year. Abortion opponents were disappointed with the ruling, but at least one, Douglas Johnson, legislative director for the National Right to Life Committee in Washington, suggested that the ruling is only a temporary setback.
Well, this particular judge had shown a palpable hostility to the law throughout the judicial proceedings and the trial, so that's one reason this is not at all surprising. But it does come down to her saying that this act of Congress violates certain precedents of the U.S. Supreme Court, particularly the Stenberg case 4 years ago.
In the Stenberg case, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Nebraska law similar to the federal Partial Birth Abortion Act.
It was a 5-4 vote, so I don't think anybody can predict with confidence how that's going to come out when it gets back to the Supreme Court. We're going to be hearing from a number of other courts in the months ahead.
Federal judges in New York and Nebraska will rule on the same issue brought before them. Closing arguments in those trials will be heard in Omaha today and in New York on June 22nd. The White House also weighed in with this statement, quote, "Partial birth abortion is an abhorrent procedure that must be ended once and for all. The president has committed to building a culture of life in America, and the administration will take every necessary step to defend this law in the courts." Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.